Yeah, boy, it's the Surround Sound Podcast, baby.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I am R. Hunter Jr., the truth and not a rumor, the host and curator of the Surround Sound Podcast. So glad that you and yours could be with me and mine for just a little while. Going to get into the fabulous 4 plus 1 Mo here in just a second. In a little while, we have a very special talk with the golf manager out in Columbia, Tennessee, at the course at Pillow Springs, Mr. Rick Zaxby. We're going to be talking about the Masters down there at Augusta this week and this weekend. Also, the simmering rivalry between the PGA and the LIV golf teams, golf members. We'll see what's going on, what's the latest with that. A lot of people are saying that there has to be a merger. I'm one of those people that's saying that there has to be a merger. And we'll see, does Mr. Rick Zaxby feel the same? Also, on this week's show, of course, we got entertainment. And what is going on with K-Dot, Kendrick Lamar, and Mr. J. Cole? I think Drake was in there for a minute, but now it's really focused on the response by J. Cole to Kendrick Lamar and what he has done since. So we'll talk about that here in just a moment as well. Also, you know, 50 Cent didn't enter the chat, so he had to give his two cents also. But yeah, without further ado, All right. You know what that sound means. It's time for the Fabulous 4 Plus 1 Mo. This is when I give you 4 of the hottest takes, and then I give you one more just because. Just because I love you. That's all. Just because I love you. All right. So, first up, big shout outs to the University of Connecticut men's basketball team and the University of South Carolina Lady Gamecocks basketball team. Both of those teams made your boy correct, because I picked those two to win the national championships. And you know what? They did just that. UConn defeated Purdue 75-60 to obtain back-to-back championships for the first time since Florida did it in, 05 and 06. So big shout out to Danny Hurley, and those UConn Huskies. Yeah. Tristan Newton, MOP of the entire tournament. Yeah. The Huskies, yeah, they were nice. They were nice. This tournament and last year's tournament, not one single team got closer than double digits. So that's a lot to be said defensively and, of course, offensively as well. Well, let's go ahead and go over to Miss Dawn Staley. Speaking of good coaching, South Carolina defeated Iowa and Caitlin Clark 87-75 on this past Sunday. I'm hype. Dawn Staley is nice. She got a lot of detractors, a lot of haters. However, she showed in that second half of not only this game, but the previous game against NC State, when they get locked in, it's curtains. It's over. And the Philly native, show some brotherly love to I'll say in this go-round, sisterly love to Miss Caitlin Clark after the game, saying that, hey, she's at least this generation's GOAT, this iteration's GOAT. Hey, you were nice. You did a lot for women's basketball this year, of course, last year as well. So 38-0, though? Wow. 38 consecutive victories. I'm talking about, man, Dawn Staley and that team, crazy. Undefeated. One of only 10 teams in women's NCAA basketball history to go undefeated. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Crazy, crazy right there. Crazy right there. Number two on the Fabulous Four Plus One Mo, Ja Morant. Okay, so finally things are starting to turn around for Ja Morant. After serving a 25-game suspension, of course, Ja is back on the bench because he had shoulder situation. He had a torn labrum in his shoulder. Well, of course, we know all about his, I won't even say legal troubles because he didn't have any true legal troubles except for this one situation. But, of course, we knew all about the guns on social media and all of that. Well, he did have one situation, and this is courtesy of ESPN.com. It's a win for Ja. A Tennessee judge ruled Monday that the Memphis Grizzlies superstar fairly acted in self-defense when he punched a teenager at his home in July 2022. So, he did not initiate anything. He was acting in self-defense, and the judge ruled it okay. Remember, though, the altercation came about during a pickup basketball game. The young man, who was 17 at the time, got frustrated, it is said, by losing several games. I mean, you lost to a friggin' NBA player, but he lost several games, and he threw a pass real hard at Morant during a check ball situation. This is courtesy of ESPN.com. So, yeah, man. Yeah, man. Glad things are starting to look up for one Mr. Ja Morant. If there's anybody that needs it, man, Ja need it. Yeah, yeah. Looking forward to next season with that dude. Yeah, yeah. Number three in the Fabulous 4 Plus 1 Mo, we got the Nashville Preds. Now, the Preds are just doing stellar work. I promise. When 2024 first started, we were, of course, doing our due diligence with the Preds, and they were not in the playoffs at all. They were like, would get in the AC, then the next week, they two spots out. Well, they went from not in the playoffs to the 8th seed to not in the playoffs to the 6th seed, as we reported last week, and now they're in the 4th seed. Big shout out to the Preds, man. 45-29-4. Their scoring differential is plus 18, looking real nice right there. 6-4-0 in their last 10. Complete turnaround. Complete turnaround for the Nashville Predators. No doubt. I'm just happy to be saying it. I've not went to a Predators game in a few moons. Big shout out to the Lunar Eclipse. Haven't been to a game in a many moons because they just, I mean, I'm not necessarily a fair weather friend, but I don't want to see my team lose all the time. I'm like, okay, I can watch you lose from home, baby. I don't have to pay the $75 or however much money to get lower bowl tickets. That's what I like. I don't like sitting in the nosebleed. God said it was not good for me. Anyway, I can watch you lose from home. So big shout out to Roman Yossi and the boys. Y'all doing good. I'm glad to see that. Glad to see that. Coming up in entertainment, in a 3-week span, we've had Teaching History Through Art by illustrator Crystal Waddington. Last week, we had Boxing with the owner of Punches and Bunches Boxing Studio, Mr. Tremaine Cook. And of course, in just a little while, we got Golf. That's right, Masters 2024 with golf manager of the golf course at Pillow Springs, Mr. Rick Zaxby. He's going to talk to us about the Masters, about the LIV versus the PGA, what Tiger got going on. I heard Tiger like 900th in the world right now. That is not him. He was perennial top five, but we're going to see what's going on with him. And make sure you guys go to PillowSpringsGolf.com. It's down there in Columbia, Tennessee. Going to get you some, you get your golf on. Also, number four on the Fabulous 4 Plus 1 Mo, Major League Baseball. Okay, so Major League Baseball is in the infancy of the season right now, but it's had three major stories. Of course, starting off or should I say leading off? Yeah. With Shohei Ohtani, he's trying to keep it cool, although the Major League Baseball investigation into possible shenanigans with betting is heating up. We're going to see. That still ain't over with. Of course, Shohei said that he got some money stolen from him, from his translator. And his translator was in debt. And, all right, then Shohei, yeah, I mean, the throw off. Okay, just get rid of him. We'll see. Next up, the second major story was Ronel Blanco. Blanco threw a no-hitter, right? It's the feel-good story of the year. He threw a no-hitter, right? But, like, hours before, this dude was working at a car wash. Like, I work at a car wash at 9 a.m., and by 9 p.m., he's throwing a no-hitter for the Houston Astros. That's dope. I'm talking about that's like Kurt Warner in the NFL back in the day where he was bagging groceries. Like, that's next level. Like, hey, I got a dream and I'm still going to be fulfilling it. And I still got to eat, too. So that's next level right there. Big shout out to Dr. Blanco right there, man. That was crazy. That's crazy. And the third, speaking of pitchers, is hurt pitchers. You got two pitchers. Shane Bieber and Eury Pérez both had to have Tommy John surgery. The Yankees' Gerrit Cole still is out for about another couple of months with his situation. Spencer Strider for the Braves, UCL tear. They're all saying, well, not all, but most people, especially the MLBPA, is saying that it's coming because of the pitch count clock that Major League Baseball initiated last year. I don't know. We'll have to see, continue to watch it. But those are four major pitchers that are hurt now. And young, infancy-wise in the season. All right. And that sounds like a tough fight that the MLBPA is going to have to initiate. So that means it's time for the one mo. And the one mo usually comes from the political front. Most times it's solely from President Biden, Uncle Joe, Stimmy, 46, a.k.a. Cocaine Wayne. All right, so President Biden, again, has announced that he has a student loan situation that is going to help borrowers have some relief. Well, this time, unlike the last time, this time, Biden announced a plan focused in large part on what's called runaway interest. And that comes courtesy of TheHill.com. So people who owe money and they have started to repay, they'll get help with runaway interest. So, yeah, that's a good look. A far cry from what we thought at first, where President Biden just going to clear some, like just clear the debt altogether. At least he's trying incrementally. Now he's trying to help borrowers with interest. We'll be back with more on the Surround Sound Podcast.
My dude, lock in to the show, doing it for the culture. The Surround Sound Podcast.
My nose running. Got my shades open. It's a whole skyline in the city's right in front of my face. Yeah. I'm in a zone this year, it's all fire. Nigga, check my attire, your worst fears confirmed. Your reign at the top expires this year. No application, I'm higher this year. This in dedication to that bitch to slash my nigga tires. Oh yeah, I knew about you. Bitch, I knew about you. Came up on a good nigga and he ain't have a clue about you. Try to tell the nigga, don't trust that bitch as far as you can smell a nigga. But you live and you learn. On this road to riches, niggas bound to miss a few turns. Don't let the bridges that you cross turn into bridges you burn. You're bound to miss a few turns. Don't let the bridges that you... Fuck it, y'all don't hear me. Look, Hey yo, I walk along this long harbor of life and sit on the piers, reflect on my pain and shit on my fears. Should I feel an ounce of guilt that I outdid all my peers? Or write my name in the sky and show them niggas I'm here? This one is for the history books. Picture me shook a felon. This is revenge of the dreamer. Misery took a million of my niggas' hopes from them. Don't even know some of them no more. The coke numbed them. No suicide note from them. They killing they selves, slowly killing they selves. 5 iPhones dropped, my niggas still in the cell. He saved found God, shit, I doubt it. See, each his own, whatever keep you strong to get about it. We need your home, cause see a war's going on outside. I about cried when that boy that the cop shot died. My mouth wide open from shock, sick and tired of hoping to stop. It's been the only hope that I got. I open up shop and break out. Got what you want, I got what you need. My heart on my sleeve, watch me bleed. I break out. Dream real as a team, my team ill in the fiends. And you ain't real as you seem, and we can tell, nigga. Fuck what you think, as if your shit don't stink. Nigga, my shit won't sink, cause it can't. I got to break the fuck dream up out of here. Team, my team ill in the fiends. And you ain't real as you seem, and we can tell, nigga. War stories, got tour stories. Pop 4 whores on the top floor stories. Niggas know every verse is worth a brick of blow. Just a 7-figure nigga, got the game in figure 4. I know at times I'm hypocritical, you niggas dig it though. I fuck until my dick is solely bitches walking pigeon toe and break out. On to the next bitch, homie, your new chick. That's my ex bitch, homie. In fact, I'm still logged into Netflix, homie. Just make sure she cook you breakfast, homie. Her bacon's slamming, but the eggs get runny. Funny, so many bombs, you think flex get money from me. Cold world, but my neck is sunny. Now I don't fuck around with hoes from reality shows or blow up dolls, cause I don't like having sex with dummies. Love me, no disrespect meant, honey. This just a compilation of my observations while trapped in this godforsaken nation. Shit. But since we making conversation, I've been thinking me and you would make a banging combination. I know that you mad, I know what I said, but my dick be arguing with my head. Are you with the bed? Well, if so, let's break out. Got what you want, I got what you need. My heart on my sleeve, watch me bleed. I break out. Dream real as a team, my team ill in the fiends. And you ain't real as you seem, and we can tell, nigga. Fuck what you think, as if your shit don't stink. Nigga, my shit won't sink, cause it can't. I got to break the fuck up out of here. Team, my team, ill in the fiends. And you ain't real as you seem, and we can tell, nigga.
People don't use our music to get high. They use our music to get by.
Break!
All's my life I has to fight, nigga. All's my life I. Hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the bass down. Scheming, now let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this what I like, Lord knows. 20 of them in my Chevy, tell them all to come and get me. Reaping everything I sow, so my karma come in heaven. No preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster, and silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, when they kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy. I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico, digging in my pocket. In a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about about it, be about it. Every day a sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I trap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
In my prayers.
All right, welcome back to the Surround Sound Podcast Entertainment Report. We always like to start that joint off with celebrity sports birthdays, anniversaries, and or deaths. All right, so for some odd reason, I have been watching a lot of documentaries, okay? We know that from past shows, right? Well, in the last 2 weeks, my WWE fervor has been ratcheted up a little bit. The ironic part, I looked up like the other day, I was like, man, it's the 1st of April. Shouldn't that be a WrestleMania? And I'm trying to tell you, next thing I know, WrestleMania was around the corner. So this very first birthday goes to... It's a happy birthday shout out to the new contingent of WWE wrestlers, and her name is Bianca Belair. I have a crush, but she married, so I ain't got no crush. It's more like a Pepsi. Get it? Crush, Pepsi. I should have said Fanta, something like that. Anyway, happy birthday to Bianca Belair. You had a great WrestleMania, mama, so big shout out to you. Mandy Moore, pop singer. Like, okay, so everybody's like, what? Why is he talking about Mandy Moore? All right, so I used to work with a lady that was named Mandy, right? I used to call her Mandy Moore all the time. She was Caucasian. She had no idea who Mandy Moore was. Exactly. I guess I was being somewhat prejudiced because Mandy was white. Mandy Moore is white. I thought they should know who each other was. Not Mandy Moore to the Mandy, to my Mandy, but Mandy to the Mandy Moore, the pop singer. She didn't know who she was, though. Anyway, Mandy, my Mandy, well, not my Mandy, but my Mandy, if you can view this, if you're viewing this, happy birthday to you, too. I don't know, in some weird way. Anyway, moving on. Steven Seagal, his birthday, Babyface birthday. No doubt, you got that appeal on me. Yeah, Babyface, and posthumously to John Madden. Yeah, man, John Madden. Man, John Madden, just incredible in all ways, shapes, and forms. Former coach, former Super Bowl winning coach of the Oakland Raiders. And, of course, you know his name is synonymous with the football game, no doubt. All right, so J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick Lamar. You know, it's these times in hip-hop history that make me just wonder sometimes. Like, at no other time in hip-hop history, has there ever been a three-way? Okay, act like I ain't say that. Especially with the situation going on with Diddy. All right, so no other time has there been a rap battle feud between three MCs. All right? So it's like Kendrick come out the block with his verse on Like That. On the record with Future and Metro Boomin. He come out, right? At the blocks. He roast Drake and he roast J. Cole. All right. So then everybody simmer down a little bit on it. And then, like the next following week, J. Cole come out with 7-Minute Drill. All right. So I only heard the Kendrick Lamar verse like once, but I heard the Kendrick, I heard the J. Cole joint a couple of times. I thought it was cool. It wasn't, okay, so we always got to, we got to be a prisoner of comparison. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't Pac and Biggie because when nobody dying. It wasn't no Ice Cube and Easy and NWA because now one of these cats was losing any money. You know, it's not even LL Cool J and Kool Moe Dee where it's thought that somebody's stealing another style or whatever like that. It's just them. And Drake ain't even entered the chat. I'll tell you who has entered the chat here in a minute when it comes to beef. But Drake and Cole, it's just... Anyway, J. Cole apologizes. He apologizes during the Dreamville Fest in Fayetteville, North Carolina, where he's from. This information, of course, is coming courtesy of HipHopDX.com and everybody that didn't talk to me about it. Every group chat that I'm in, everybody in my hip-hop groups, yeah, on socials, all of y'all too. We're going to quote y'all too. Anyway, J. Cole apologizes during his set at the Dreamville Fest. Now, why did y'all tell 50? Why did y'all tell 50 Cent about this? 50 Cent, like I said, somebody's entered the chat. 50 Cent has now entered the chat. Talking about, J. Cole, you need to call my phone right now. That's all fun and it's all funny. But to J. Cole's endearment, he said all that beef is bad for his peace. Yeah, man. I mean, I ain't mad at that. I ain't mad at that not one bit. Because that's a lot of energy that you have to deal. Like, that's a lot of, like, depletion of energy that you have to deal with, man. And, you know, I'm happy for J. Cole. Although, people like 50 that in beef with everybody, from Ja Rule to the Game, Diddy to Rick Ross to everybody else. I'm talking about just, like, everybody. Even wrote a whole song about how to rob the industry where he basically started beef. Cole like, nah, I ain't on that. So the 7-Minute Drill on Mike Delete later. Yeah, that's, you got your comeback, but he's like, hey, I'm sorry. Okay, Dot, you dope. I want to hear what Drake got to say. And I also heard Charlamagne say something to the effect that we're a battle culture. Like, if we're not having some type of beef with each other, it's a problem. Like, we don't know how to, I don't know, articulate thoughts without battle. Although, that's what rap is, though. Rap is battle. So, I don't know, man. But anyway, I guess this is partly true because now I'm mad at the country music because of Beyonce. Next up, Beyonce, of course, released the 8th studio album. It's called Cowboy Carter. Beyonce said it's a Beyonce album. However, everybody else in the world said the genre that is specific to that album would be country. All right, so Beyonce is like the number one country album right now. First black woman to have a number one country album. She's remade Dolly Parton's Jolene. Everybody love it. She came out with another song as a line dance. Everybody loving it. Well, through all this love, CMT has really kind of snubbed her. And this comes courtesy of NikkiSwift.com. Basically, with the CMT Awards coming up, the person with an album that is at the top of the country music charts will not, or at least not, not now, or not for right now, will have nothing to do with the Country Music Awards. Now, okay, in some way, shape, or form, I ain't mad at country music for not wanting Beyonce. Because Beyonce has rapped, sung R&B her way into millions and millions and millions of people's fandom and hearts. So I ain't mad if y'all don't want her because she ain't a true, whatever true is, country music artist. I ain't mad at that, not one bit. But country music, what I am upset about is what did y'all say to Jelly Roll? Jelly Roll came on y'all award show last year, had a whole sermon. And everything that I know about Jelly Roll up until that point was that he rapped on the Nashville local and indie scene. Now, I don't know if I missed something somewhere along the line. But if I haven't, country music, y'all wrong. Y'all dead wrong. Y'all are super wrong. Because y'all didn't say none to Jelly Roll. And I know Jelly Roll is something like a rapper. Homie got tattoos on his face and everything. He got hip-hop in him somewhere. But y'all let that man slide by and didn't say nothing to bruh. So what y'all saying something to sis for? I ain't gonna even say why. Anyway, we'll be back with more on the Surround Sound Podcast. After these messages, we'll be right back.
My dude, lock in to the show, Doing It for the Culture, the Surround Sound Podcast. Yeah.
Saha, for the rest of our lives, smoking like a jet in the sky, fresh to death till I die, that's why I'm dressed in a tie. I got a vice, Lord, like I'm repping the shy. I love sex, and I feel the best when I'm high. Success is nothing but a blessing from God. What's next? I'm all about progression, that's why they cut checks. I'm Creflo collecting my ties. Then I'm back to chiefing with the rest of my tribe. Call Quest, I'd rather give a lesson than lie. My music sound like Tip in a session with Nas. I met a girl the other day who was catching my eye. I told her, all I can see is you dressed as a bride. She said, I don't usually mess with a guy that's in the industry, but you got me wet in the thighs. Girl, I'm really a humble nigga. Rap is just my disguise. Fuck with me, little mama. We'll be rich for the rest of our lives. We can't work 9 to 5 for the rest of our lives. Gotta hustle just to survive. I started with the mid, I had to sell them in fives. Then it was cushion, perp, crack I never supplied. All I got was gas money, like I'm catching a ride. Smoke a J on all my records like Executive Clive Davis, cause I made it for the niggas that drive. Old school Cadillacs, chopping like a battle axe. Smoking something from Seattle, bitch, I call it Hasselback. Circles of the green, I'm out here with them Apple Jacks. I'm making flips like an acrobat. Then hit the club and carry on like a travel bag. Celebrating cause I never had to go to Alcatraz. Cause most of my partners prisoners. From narcotics and the projects with them Dillingers. My best friend doing 25. Really what I'm trying to say, he'll be locked up for the rest of our lives. We can't work 9 to 5 for the rest of our lives.
What's up, man? It's G Well Live from the pen, man. You know, it ain't number 116013. I've been in this bitch goddamn lamb years, you feel me? Jug gave me 25 with the hell. They can keep your mind up out in the streets, man, cause the street life really ain't the way. You know what I'm saying? It's a guaranteed dead end, man. You know,
But I just want to say, you know what I'm saying, on my behalf, bro, I love you, bro. You know what I'm saying, like a brother, we came up. You know what I'm saying, I mean, we used to play football together every day in park, you feel me?
Yeah, back in the day, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Man, all the way up in the streets, man. How my nigga finally made it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I am R. Hunter Jr., the Truth and Not a Rumor. This is the Surround Sound Podcast. We are in the midst of a special week. It is called Masters Week. Down there in Augusta, Georgia, they'll be playing the Masters, a renowned golf tournament, one of the oldest golf tournaments, not only in the United States, in the world over. We have a very special guest that is going to basically guide us not only through the Masters, but through the LIV/PGA beef that's going on, and also the things that we should look for if we want to pick up golf, and also the storylines of the year as well. This gentleman is the golf pro, golf manager at Pillow Castle Golf Course in Columbia, Tennessee. His name is Rick Zaxby, and we'll bring him on. But nonetheless, we're going to bring in this gentleman. He is an awesome guy. He's also an awesome chef. So hopefully we'll see if he'll give the secret to his one of his favorite dishes that I have had near the end of the show. Also, we'll talk about Detroit sports. But we'll go ahead and bring him on. Golf manager of Pillow Castle Golf Course. How you doing, Rick?
Good.
Can you hear me, brother?
I can hear you, man.
Hey, I'm excellent. All right. Excellent. Excellent. I can't want for anything. So glad that we can finally get you on to talk about a little golf. And then, of course, we're going to save some time at the end so we can talk about a little bit of Detroit sports. How does that?
All right. I'm ready.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. So there are a lot of people in my audience that have heard of golf, but don't know the slightest thing about it. Could you tell a novice, I mean, just in a few words, like, what is golf all about? What is the rage about? What makes it something that people come back to?
Well, I know I've known a lot of athletes in my time that have always described golf as the hardest game they've ever played, but it's the most challenging to pick up. And they, once they play, they get hooked. The great thing about golf is you can play golf into your 70s, 80s, and beyond, where, hey, my basketball playing days were over half of my life ago.
Very true.
I couldn't handle it once I got past 35. it's just a wonderful game. It's challenging. Those who love the outdoors, and you get to be on properties for the most part that are well groomed. You get to play with some of your best friends. You get to have a little challenge, and it's relaxing too. If you let it be relaxing, if you don't take the game too seriously, you'll enjoy it and you'll continue to play it. If you think you're going to get good at it, well, I'm sorry, but nobody at our course is that good. Nobody.
Mrs. Ashby.
And that includes this guy right here.
I'm sorry, you said that includes who?
This guy right here.
Okay, so yeah, you're being modest right now. But I did take some of your advice. Mm-hmm. The last time I hit some balls, which was about the early part of March, we got some sunny days there on the weekend, and I hit some golf balls. Mm-hmm. I took your advice. My hands were relaxed.
Okay.
Did an easy swing, easy follow through, and I let the club do the work.
Well, when you plug in you got to plug in a saw and let the tool work. So you got to let the tools do its work, you know.
Exactly. And as they say, a good craftsman never blames his tools. So I didn't have to blame the club this go round.
Nope.
What
does Pillow Castle have? You know, I know you guys have done some renovations and whatnot. So what you guys got going on there?
Well, Ruben, can you hear me, Ruben?
Someone that is a novice, kind of like myself, yep. Would have to choose from there.
Well, let me make a slight correction, Ruben. It's called the course at Pillow Springs, not Pillow Castle. Okay.
My apologies.
No, that's okay. That's okay. And yes, we're undergoing major renovations. As Ruben, you knew the old golf course a little bit, and we basically took the course right down to the bare dirt, and we're building a brand new golf course. We have our first nine open. It's a wonderful, wonderful nine holes. And hopefully by this September, we'll have our second nine holes open. We have a new driving range. We have a new 60,000 square foot putting course. So there's something open out there for everybody to try. And I mean, you can just find us. You can Google us at Pillow Springs Golf and find our website and our Facebook page and our Instagram page. And we do not price people out of the market. And I will say this without any bias, that I believe that our new front nine has some of the best playing conditions in Middle Tennessee. So I'm really looking forward to the back nine.
Excellent. So happy to hear about the positive things that are going on at Pillow Springs Golf Course. Mr. Sachs.
Yes, sir.
When it comes to golf, the rage right now is LIV versus the PGA. Mm-hmm. And I mean, guys are, you know, you've had a couple already to leave PGA, so to speak, and go over to LIV, most notably Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson, Cam Smith even. Mm-hmm. What do we see as imminent? Do we see from what you know, do we see a merger possibly coming about?
The merger, and this is just my opinion, the merger is kind of questionable. They're pretty divided on some major issues. There is a ton, like the rest of the landscape of sports right now, there is so much money flowing into LIV right now. And I'm sorry, mm-hmm. but these guys, it's kind of like the, you know, the NIL and the NCAA, you know, when they finally are able to sell their image or their names for like, look at what Caitlin Clark was getting this year.
These
guys are being offered up front $100, $150, $250 million. Tiger Woods, yes. And Rory McIlroy were offered over $750 million to defect, to go over. Now they didn't, but I mean, I'm sorry, but you know, it's kind of hard to turn down that kind of money. And it's a little bit lower key. They do have some interesting facets to LIV. They only play 54 holes. There's no cut. If anybody is aware of what a cut is in golf, they start off with a field of normally about 144 players, and only the top 72 in ties get in for the weekend, and those are the only ones that make the money. Well, in LIV, they start off with 48 players. Everybody gets paid. And then they also have team events. They also organize their own teams for the entire season, and there's money for team event also. I mean, the winner of each event usually wins about $4 million. So it's big, big money, and
it seems like it's a no-brainer. They're taking care of the players.
Well, they're taking care of the players. But a lot of purists believe that they're quote unquote selling their soul to the devil by breaking up the tradition of the game. And I'll tell you, the guy who claimed he'd never did defect, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you hear a lot of different different tune coming out of Rory McIlroy in the next year, because the commissioner Tim Finchin basically 180'd on his stance from last year, and they're trying to create a merger. I have no idea what's going to happen with that. If I told you, I'd be wrong. So
definitely understood, Rick. Definitely understood. It seems like it's one of those things that it reminds me of the USFL and the NFL back in the 80s, and even the USFL and XFL this spring. You're going to have to come to some resolution one way or another, or just everybody's going to lose. And that's definitely not something that we want at all.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of baseball free agency when back in the early 70s, and to where they basically had to win a lawsuit to be able to let these guys become free agents. And, they said it would ruin the game. And I mean, heck, you know, the steroid issue was more detrimental than free agency ever was to baseball. So,
oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. As far as emerging players and some of the best players out right now, of course, we got Scottie Scheffler, the aforementioned Rory McIlroy, and John Rahm. They're the top three in the world golf rankings right now. Who else should we be on the lookout for?
Yeah, well, a guy who's very, very consistent, and the players who win are the players who are putting. Bar none. Sure. Everybody, the guys who are hottest with their putters are the guys who end up winning. But Patrick Cantlay is one. Colin Morikawa, he's kind of surprised me. I thought he was such a terrific ball striker that I was surprised that he hasn't won more yet. Xander Schauffele is great, you know. Now, Rahm, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Rahm defected to the LIV Tour this year. So Rahm's with LIV now. And I think Rahm did it partly to try to help, maybe thought he could help merge the two groups together, but there hasn't been much of an effect on that yet. So,
and what I'm realizing and what I'm reading as far as Rahm and the defection is he doesn't want to be the main guy to kind of unite everyone. So he has switched over, but now he's kind of like, I guess, in a gray area on how much he wants to be a person that's going to basically help merge things.
Yeah.
He's gone over as well.
I believe that's what's hurt Rory's game, is he became the spokesman, or like some people say, the sacrificial lamb for the PGA Tour. And he spent so much time on that I think sometimes his mental state isn't where he would like to be with his game. So
most definitely, it definitely caused a stir regarding the LIV and the PGA Tours and those members of each. Mm-hmm. Real quick though, we got Augusta. We got the Masters going on this week.
Yep.
Do you have any favorites for the 2024 Masters?
Well, I would put, in my opinion, I would put two guys up on top, maybe a dark horse with Rory. I'm really hoping Rory can play well, but it'd be Scottie Scheffler and Brooks Koepka. Brooks Koepka, that guy is a flat out stud. That dude is tough in majors. Rahm beat him last year in the Masters, and I was really surprised that Koepka did not play better down the stretch, but Koepka still won another major last year. He won at Oak Hill with the PGA. So, I would pick one of those three, and maybe a dark horse with Patrick Cantlay.
Excellent. One name that I see that you did not mention for all our Tiger Woods fans, Tiger Woods right now is 959th in the world. Do we ever, are we wishing upon a star that Tiger Woods might win another major?
It's not that he doesn't have the ability. I just don't foresee his body cooperating with him. I said years ago when he won, that was his last major he won before he made that comeback of the ages at the Masters back in 19. But when he played that US Open on that torn ACL, I said, yeah. it's, and if you, I've read Tiger's book and his golf swing, and that leg affected his back. I'll say it till the cows come home, but I believe that injury was the start of his decline right there. Even though he won a lot after that, it was the start of his decline.
Yeah, the torque that he puts on his swing and on that knee. Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I'm in the contingent that's hoping that he'll be able to pull out another one. But
I mean, you saw what happened in 19. The golfing world went nuts when he won. I mean, he was the guy who had the country riveted for 10 years. I mean, he was unbelievable. So
most definitely. Mr. Zaxby, and for everyone, just to reset, we are here with golf manager Rick Zaxby of the golf course at Pillow Springs down there in Columbia, Tennessee. Make sure you go to pillowspringsgolfcourse.com. You'll be able to check out and see what specials they got. Good food, good fun, all those good things. New nine hole course right now. Have a new driving range and putting service down there as well. Mr. Zaxby, before I let you get out of here, you're a devout Detroit Tigers sports fan.
Tigers, and it's
okay.
Yes, Tigers first.
Okay. No, let me say this. It's kind of interesting how you guys only get like two at a time. It seems like when the Red Wings were hot and the Pistons were hot, the other two were not. Or when the Tigers and the Red Wings are good, the Lions and the Pistons are not. Well, right now, the Red Wings are two spots out of the eighth seed in the NHL. And of course, the Lions, the cinder fella, if you will, of last season's NFL, 23-24 season. What do you see now with your Tigers? They're 7-4 in the young season, second in AL Central.
They just made a nice comeback this afternoon. I watched the ninth inning. They scored 4 in the ninth to beat Pittsburgh. They have a really, really good nucleus of starting pitchers. They have a surprisingly good bullpen, and they also have about 3 to 4 guys, Meadows in center field, Riley Green, Spencer Torkelson, great young talent, Colt Keith, who is just making his major league debut this year. And they have a very good manager, and they have some other good talent in their farm system. So they're in the weakest. They're in the weakest division in the MLB, so I just hope that they can just scratch and claw their way. No pun intended for the Tigers, scratch and claw. Yeah. But I hope that they can be sniffing around come the 1st September, because I would just be on cloud 9. I mean, they were my boyhood heroes, and I'm sorry, the Tigers can go 0-162, and I'll still be a Tigers fan.
You'll still be a Tigers fan. Right. Okay. The Lions. We got the NFL draft coming up. The Lions made it to the NFC Championship game, one game away from the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. What do you think are the Detroit Lions' biggest needs going into the draft?
Well, the defensive backfield. They lost. I can't remember the guy that they lost. Went away in free agency, but they could use a little bit more help, especially at corner. That would be their biggest strength. Their O-line is terrific. They have two excellent running backs. Yeah. Their wideouts are good, even though Reynolds left. And Amon St. Brown, Rod St. Brown is a stud. I mean, that guy, and his story is unbelievable. Him and his brothers, both, all three of them.
Yeah.
And they got a great coaching staff, and their OC stayed because he feels they can get back. Dan Campbell's awesome, and they got a great GM. I'm going to tell you, man, that's a, I never dreamt I would have ever seen the Lions with a front office like this, because the Lions, I'm going to tell you what, it was like Nightmare on Elm Street watching that team develop every year. It was terrible. So, I mean, they made me a Lions fan again after the last time I was a Lions fan, I think I was 12.
That's awesome. And, you know, me being a Bears fan, I must say, my heart was warmed by watching the Detroit Lions. I was actually pulling for you guys.
No, man, that's saying something coming from you, Ruben.
I know, man, because I'm never pulling for Green Bay. They will never be a feel-good story for me.
Oh, no.
And not Minnesota either. But Detroit, since I know you guys, the Zaxby's from the 313, I was pulling for you guys. Yeah, man. No problem at all. Once again, thank you so much, Mr. Rick Zaxby, for coming along, the golf manager there at the golf course at Pillow Springs. Make sure you go to pillowspringsgolfcourse.com. Also, Pillow Springs Golf Course on Facebook, and check them out and see what they have going on. The best to the family, best to your wife, Mrs. Zaxby, and Rick Jr.
Hey, all right, Ruben, you see this hat, buddy?
I cannot see what it says, but I see you have a hat.
No, hat on. It's rocking the green because I'll be thinking of you Sunday when I'm at Augusta watching the final round.
Okay, so you will be down there for the final?
I'll be there for the final round.
I will live vicariously through you.
Do it, because I'll be giving you a good report the next time we talk.
Excellent. Sounds good, then, Mr. Zach.
All right, buddy.
All right, now. Yeah, go. Cool.
Okay.
Yo, if you want the flavor and the 411, keep it locked to the Surround Sound Podcast.
I need your energy. I need your energy. This world is killing me. Light it up. If you feeling my feet, 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 I need your energy. High life, high life, high tide, don't drown. Big breath, take stealth, stay cool. When I'm down, that vibe, that's why. On top, that high, I fly, sky die, high five, we won't die. See hope, see try, see why. And my eyes, win big, win life. Take off, bye bye, no slip. Black ice, they shoot, lip fly. Don't stop, must try. Energy, that's why I'm doing the most. In the middle of the road, I'm running the globe. I'm fighting for those that give everything to get better what they owe. So close, don't fold. Live bright, live bold. Kick back, get goals. Light it up for yours. I need your energy. I need your energy. This world is killing me. Light it up. If you feeling my feet, light it up. If you feeling my feet, light it up. If you feeling my feet, light it up. This what they want, this what they need, this what we on. Took it worldwide and brung it back home, turn it on.
Energy.
Never been scared, always prepared, taking you there. You need to be here, hands in the air, yeah.
Energy.
Bossed up, flossed up, fly like a saucer, live in the moment. Get it, on it, live it, breathe it, zone it. No time to waste, no time to slow down when we out on the chase. Don't be pumping your brakes, when you coming from nothing, you do what it takes. Dodging these gunshots, man, still gotta stay focused. Ain't no sleep, stay woke, gotta keep your eyes open. When all of my energy gone, don't leave me out on my own. Don't leave me all on my own, light it up, light it up, light it up, light it up. I need your energy. I need your energy. This world is killing me. Light it up. If you feeling my feet, 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 I need your energy.
You love me, especially.
I
feel different every time you keep me on my feet. Happily excited by.
What's your attitude towards the ego of others and how you relate to it?
Well, yeah, I started, even in my beginning, you know, I just lived such a rich life, you know, a full life, you know, that, you know, my first album was, I came out, I was 26, and I had seen so many things in the street. So my attitude was like, man, I've seen so much, and, you know, I don't have anything to prove. I know who I am. I'm a very self-aware person, you know. So when you're self-aware, even when you're dealing with someone's ego, you know when to allow it to, you allow their ego to live in its own space. You know, the problem is when you engage that energy, that's when there's a problem. Mm-hmm. If you engage the ego with your ego, then it's like, okay, now something has to happen. It could keep escalating to a level that can irreversible, you know. Mm. But if you don't engage the ego, if you know how to manipulate or play around with the ego,
that's that weird in itself to people.
And you give light back to darkness, you know, it's very difficult.
People don't know how to take that, especially at a younger age. Now when they're a bit older, they can probably understand what you're doing. But if you're in a room and people are bringing all of that wild energy into a room, and you just take a step back into the shadow a little bit and just let them do that, they must. They would almost take offense to that. Why are you playing along? Why aren't you getting involved in this? Did you have experiences like that where people thought, I don't know how to take Jay. I don't know how to deal with Jay. He doesn't engage with us on that level.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, and a lot of times what that also can be, you can misinterpret that as you know, arrogance. Mm. Mm. You know,
in its own right, in its own way.
Yeah. If someone doesn't engage you in the way that you believe they should, then he was like, he's arrogant. He's act like he's above everybody. Yeah. Like, no, I just don't want to argue with you about stupid shit. I just really don't have time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Surround Sound Podcast, news for the hip hop generation.
Thank you for tuning in to the Surround Sound Podcast, those that are in social media space, and for the people that are still rocking with us on the podcast side, this is our last segment. The last segment of the show is called The Sign of the Times. This week's topic, you had to know it was coming, it's called Par for the Course. Well, on this week's show, we had golf manager of the course at Pillow Springs in Columbia, Tennessee, Mr. Rick Zaxby. Par for the course is a golf term that basically means a player has X number of tries, attempts, chances, or shots to get the ball from one designated spot all the way to another designated spot. So, if I am on the first tee or the 10th tee or the 18th tee, and I'm on a par 3, that means I have 3 chances to hit the little ball with my golf club and get it to go anywhere between 200 to 350 yards in 3 tries. So, just to make sure this is clear, if I take up all 3 tries, I didn't do anything special because I'm trying to get it from this one designated spot to that hole in as few chances as possible. So if somebody uses the term par for the course outside of golf or even in golf, it's just the average thing that they're trying to relate to you. It's just an average happening. Well, in a recent rap beef between Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Drake, I think, something happened that was in no way, shape, or form par for the course. Actually, it was more like a hole-in-one. And people were absolutely upset at one of the participants for saying he was sorry. When J. Cole said that, this is disturbing my peace, Kendrick, I wish I never had sent you the diss. Man, we jumped all over homeboy. It was actually kind of funny because I am a purveyor of hip-hop culture. And at its essence, it is a battle type of situation. And even to quote, and I can't believe I'm quoting him, but even to quote Charlemagne, we are of a conflict culture sometimes. But what is not par for the course and was all the way awesome is that J. Cole picked his piece over what some would might say is you have to do. He picked his piece over any and all other things. And you know what? I ain't mad at that. We should pick our piece more often when people try to in some way intimidate, bully, or just in some way just get on our nerves. Look the other way and keep moving. Just like Cat Williams said earlier this year in January. If you don't give in to that ego to want to roast them or tell them off or fight them or say disparaging things to them, real soon, that entity that was trying to bring you harm, they won't get what they were looking for. So, in summation and in wrapping up, I see where someone that I know was not par for the course again, namely Rick Zaxby. I've known Rick Zaxby and his family for many moons now, no eclipse. They've been nothing but model citizens to me. Great people, in fact. The Detroit natives, yeah, they've definitely become like family. So, for everyone here at the Surround Sound Podcast, in the words of the scholar Jerry Springer, be good to yourself and each other.
The way the brother walks is beautiful. The way he talks is beautiful. The way he makes love to me is beautiful. You know, that's my man.